Gail and Ty can witness to this. We were in Texarkana. There was a young lady there, and she's just going on and on. My fiance misses me. He wants me to come home. She's just going on and on. And one lady said, well, you'll only be here like 2 days. And then the next night, I said, she's doing the same thing. My fiance misses me. He wants me to come home, going on and on. And the next night, did she actually do it the third night? Yeah, she did it the third night. But we found out that mentally she was off a little bit. Something had happened to her. We made a judgment instead of giving a prayer. Have you ever made a judgment instead of giving a prayer? Miss Wilma tells about years ago, seeing me in Big Star, was it Big Star then? In the store, supermarket. And so she said to Lucy or somebody, Miss Carl won't speak. Found out, you know, I would speak. I said, girl, I was probably trying to figure out if I had enough money to buy what I needed to buy. But later on, she found out I wasn't like she said or thought I was. But you know, I can get that face. AJ talks about boss having that face and eyes sometimes. Let's finish the scripture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Say, thank you, Jesus! And to his courts with praise. Say, praise you, Lord! Be thankful unto him. Say, bless your name, Lord! For the Lord is good. Say it. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Terrell said this morning, he's glad we are God. There's no telling all of us will be gone. Amen? Amen. So the Lord wants us to understand that he is God. You know, I would have had time to go to all these wonderful scriptures, but we know he's God. And it would do you well to go and look at some of those scriptures and put them deep down. The Message Bible, I think it was the Passion Translation, talked about, he said, I'll write them up in their hearts. And he said, I will embed them in their spirit. And so you want to go embed those scriptures about the goodness of God and who God is. And he's the only God and he's worthy. And all this other stuff that I keep putting before God will fall down to nothing if God were to pull his hand back from me. So surely, 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 I will give God the time that he deserves. Fight the good fight of faith. Do you know how Jordan is so well? God gifted him that. The child turns all the time. He started walking on his hands this year, I think. I was looking through for a picture to show Lula about some Christmas decoration. And the videos and the pictures from way back when he was little, 2, 3, 4 years old. Well, of him flipping and jumping and building. He's an architect. He can build stuff. And so you have giftings and talents. Your children have giftings and talents. Ask God, what are they? This child used to, I thought he was going to play drums, but when we lived at Pine View, you couldn't find a pencil that worked because he had beat the wall and broken all the lead inside. All the time. Do you love the Lord today? So the Lord wants you to love him first and most. You know, the song said you can't beat God giving no matter how you try. You can't beat God loving. So the more you want, nothing you do will change is love. But the more you love him, the more you will be able to receive his love. Because it's already there. They are cooking out there, and those who stay to eat, you don't have to cook. Brother AJ was cooking when I pulled up coming out here. Others are out there preparing food. You don't have to cook. It's up to you to eat it or leave it. God says, my love is available for you. He said, I have so much planned for you. He said, but I do require that you seek me first, that you love me most. and that you obey me in everything you do.